I hate it. I hated school. I really hated school. I hated school, generally, right? Because it was this instruction following thing. Now, I bet you it's probably also because I wasn't good at it. I mean, I suspect I wasn't good at it. You know, maybe to some extent it was that, yes, I wanted to pursue the understanding. I always liked the understanding, but I think I was just built that way, right? So some people, it sticks. And some people, like I've got a great conceptual memory and a terrible rote memory. So if I have a story, I could tell you year by year kind of what happened within a story, within a context. But if I was to go into, you know, like a memory-based learning, it's terrible. I have a terrible rote memory. My situation was I did terribly in high school. I hated high school. I just wouldn't study. I would remember that, you know, my mother would send me to my room and say, "You have to study." And I wouldn't study. I would refuse. I'd do anything. I would be alone in the room. I'd find something to think about or do. And I wouldn't study. And I did terrible in high school. And I barely got into a college that, CW Post College, which people, you know, it was just a, it was a great college for me at the time. And it was only then that I could begin to pick my courses. So then I began to pick things that were interesting to me. And then it was exciting. I loved it, right? And you had the free time. Like college, you know, other school, most of the time, you know, you go at a certain time, the bell rings, you go to the next class, it's packed in. In college, there was freedom. I always loved freedom. Remember when I got my car or whatever it would be, anything that brought me freedom, I loved. And so college allowed me freedom, the freedom to choose the subjects largely that I was interested in, the freedom of time. And so I did very well in college. And then I went to Harvard Business School. In the summer between college and going to Harvard Business School, I clerked on the floor of the stock exchange, which was in 1971 when there was the monetary system breakdown, which was an unbelievable experience. And it was, I was wrong many times in the markets up to that, but this was one of those really telling times. So imagine you're, I watched it follow developments day by day up until the breakdown. And what I was seeing is that the world financial system, money as we knew it, dollars, were not being accepted. We had large debts around the world, and these dollars were not being accepted. And a big crisis. And it came to head on August 15th, 1971, when I was clerking on the floor of the exchange. And President Nixon, on Sunday night, gets in front of the television and announces the floating of the dollar. In other words, we're going off the gold standard. And at that time, money had no value except as a claim against gold, because money was like checks in your checkbook. Right? It had no value, no intrinsic value. So now there was going to be the severing of the relationship. It's like now you can keep the checks, but you can't have the money that's in the bank. And so that, I figured, wow, what a shock. And I walked on to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange where I'm clerking, and I come there, and the stock market went up the most it ever went up in a long time, in many years. And that was the first time that happened. And I said, I wasn't prepared for the fact that this was a currency devaluation. People at the time, none of us really understood the relationships because it never happened in our lifetimes before. So I started to do research. I always wanted to understand how it made sense. And I realized that there were currency devaluations that happened many times in history. So, for example, in 1933, in March of 1933, in the Great Depression, the same thing happened for the same reasons. There was too much debt, and they had to print money. And when you print money, you have this kind of effect. And these experiences then, all through my development, I found that there were many things that had never happened in my lifetime before, or the lifetime of the people that I was operating with, the marketplace. The people in the market mostly were very, very much responsive to their experiences, particularly their more recent experiences. So it was a pattern that I would see of surprise. We would be surprised because we were stuck in our presumption that our recent experiences were going to continue.